Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Hey, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mark Arum Show, a little fun-sized edition of the program. We've got to make way for Georgia basketball, and then a huge night here on WSB as we continue the coverage of the Democratic debate taking place here in Atlanta. Joining us first on the program, a man who will be at the debate tonight, from the Atlanta Journal and Constitution political reporter Greg Bluestein. Greg, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So just for the listener's sake, we are going to carry the Bulldogs versus Georgia Tech. And then after that, around 9:40 p.m., we'll have live debate coverage with Alan Sanders and Bill Crane. And then 11 to midnight, we'll have a special WSB presentation, Atlanta's first reaction to the Democratic debate, live here in the WSB Live Lounge, hosted by WSB's Chris Chandler with Judd Higginbotham in partnership with the AJC and Channel 2, a focus group that of voters that will give their live reaction to the debate that will take place tonight in Atlanta. Greg, what are you expecting tonight from the debate?
Well, this is a big moment for Georgia Democrats. They've long wanted this type of national attention. They've long argued that Georgia is a battleground state, that Georgia is worthy of more investment and resources and time and treasure from the national party. This is their moment to shine. They see this as their moment to prove that Georgia is really a battleground state, and that this is it. When the 10 candidates get on stage, you know, I've been to several of the debates in other places, in Houston and in Ohio, and you haven't heard as much localized questions, you know, questions that are important to Texans or questions that are important to Ohioans. These are often the candidates get questions that are, you know, national because it's for a national audience. Well, Georgia Democrats here are really hoping that there's at least a few Georgia-centric questions about voting rights or about the anti-abortion heartbeat bill or about other issues that are near and dear to Georgians' hearts.
Greg Bluestein from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution joining us on the Mark Arum Show. He will be at the debate tonight, the Democratic debate held here in Atlanta. Do you expect slings and arrows to be pointed at Mayor Pete since he's gotten some really good poll numbers out of Iowa?
Yeah, that's the best guess, is that Mayor Pete will be under attack, under siege tonight. He's soaring in the polls in Iowa. The Des Moines Register's famous Iowa poll put him with a clear lead for the first time a few days ago. And he's also rising in some other polls, in national polls and in other battleground states like New Hampshire. He's still struggling, though, majorly in South Carolina, which is the first primary with a majority of African-American voters. So he's still struggling to get black voters to his side, which is one of the reasons why here in Atlanta he's unveiling all sorts of initiatives aimed at African-American voters. But no, I expect him to be a target. I don't know if Joe Biden, his closest sort of moderate rival, will attack him, but I'll be curious to see if other second-tier candidates, you know, who are struggling to get beyond the single digits, take aim at him tonight.
Speaking of the second-tier candidates, who really needs to make a splash here tonight to stay in this race?
I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, but Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, Senator Klobuchar, those are those Senate candidates who are, you know, still in the single digits or maybe even double digits in a few of the polls, but who had more traction, it seemed, at the beginning of the race, that are still really struggling to define themselves and to find a lane for themselves in such a crowded contest. And it's only going to get worse because with Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York and Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts both either getting in the race or certainly signifying that they're getting in the race, it's about to get even harder to get attention.
I'm curious, Greg, wrapping up with Greg Bluestein from the AJC, with the impeachment hearings probably butting up against the debate, how big a factor those will be and how much they are covered in the debates. Real quick, do you think that'll be a central question point of the debate tonight, or the impeachment hearings?
I do. It's bound to come up, and it's really a distraction, too, for these candidates, because they're doing everything they can to get attention. Yet one of the biggest stories in Washington history and political history is going on right up the road in D.C.
Greg, tell the folks where we can follow you on Twitter, buddy.
I'm at Bluestein, Bluestein.
And I look forward to your coverage online, AJC.com, and tomorrow's print edition of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Don't work hard or too late tonight, my friend.
Yeah, right. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Greg Bluestein from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Again, we're only on the air quickly till 6:30 tonight. Then it's Georgia, Georgia Tech on your home of the Dogs. And then around 9:40-ish, our live debate coverage starts with Alan Sanders and Bill Crane. And then post-debate coverage, Atlanta's first reaction to the debate in the WSB Live Lounge with Chris Chandler and Judd Hickenbotham. Real quick, though, we'll shift from the debate to a little City Mouse, Country Mouse with Ashley Frasca. All right, second edition of City Mouse, Country Mouse with my pal Ashley Frasca. So loyal listeners to the show, and you could tell every Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., I'm an old school hip-hop head. Ashley from the WSB Traffic Center, not so much a hip-hop fan, but she is a country gal.
Grew up in Cherokee County. I know every country song, especially the 90s. That's what I'm hitting you up with
today.
I, of course, from Connecticut, lived in New York. I am not a huge country. I don't dislike country. I like some of the older country, but my knowledge of country music is poor. So that's where we play City Mouse, Country Mouse. I will pick a famous hip-hop song, and Ashley will try to guess who it is. Let's start with City Mouse. I'm the City Mouse first. So play a country song. I'll try to guess what it is.
All right. Number one on Ashley's list.
Not for each other, not from the stars.
Wow. I've definitely never heard this song before.
It was a big hit for him.
It sounds like it should be in the 60s or 70s in like a in a Clint Eastwood movie, but...
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
George Strait? No, who is it?
That's a great guess, though. Clint Black. So he was around, popular in the 90s, and I don't know where he went.
80s, 90s. Who did he marry? He married some actress.
Jay Black's sister. That's why.
Yes. Lisa Hartman.
That's right. They did TV commercials.
Never
together.
Heard of him. Never heard of Clint Black. But that's not, it sounded like an older song, not one from the 90s.
I would say that's a classic sounding country.
Very.
Right?
Yeah.
Before American Idol came into the bill.
Yeah. All right. So I goofed. Now it's Frasca's turn. Country Mouse. See if she'll know this.
It's because it's late. I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic. Look at the crowd and see smiles. Because they see a woman standing up on a old sloppy,
Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the song, but good enough, right?
It's Ladies First with Queen Latifah and our buddy from Kiss 104.1, Moni Love.
Yep.
Yeah.
What part? Where's Moni? Can you hear her accent when she sings?
No, not really.
Stop. Grab the mic. Look at the crowd.
I kind of just grabbed the Queen's lyrics. Yeah. I didn't put the whole song in there.
Okay.
You can hear little bits of it.
Wow, we've had really cool DJs around here, haven't we?
Well, good job. You got Queen Latifah right. All right, good job, Country Mouse.
All right, 1 point for Ashley.
Country Mouse turn.
Right away, Marianne Boone from Atlanta.
Well, it's a female country singer. I know that, so I'm taking George Strait off the table.
It's a group.
I only know one country group.
Oh, what is it?
It's with the blonde girl.
That narrows it down.
George Bush didn't like them. Hold on. It's the son of a bitch.
We just talked about this in the studio the other day.
I know. I'm whiffed on that. I can't remember their name.
Had to die, the Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks.
And what she said about George W. Bush, that was absolutely correct.
Son of a biscuit. All right, no point for me. City Mouse getting trounced tonight. Back to the Country Mouse.
The New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved the
shit. He sounds so young.
This was 90s.
LL Cool J? This is a little too hardcore to be LL Cool J.
It is. It's a legendary song. It's called Cream. Cash Rules Everything Around Me by the Wu-Tang Clan.
One of their first bigger hits, I want to say. Yeah.
All right. If y'all say so.
All right, no point for Country Mouse. Back to the City Mouse. Oh, this is Honky Tonk Guy. I definitely know this song. It's got to be Garth Brooks, right? No?
No.
Not Garth Brooks? Oh, Miley's dad? No, who is it?
Hey, another group. Try again.
Dixie Chicks.
Come
Dixie
on.
Dudes.
You don't know this dance?
I know the song, I know the dance, but I don't know who the hell sings this.
Brooks and Dunn. Boom, Boogie.
God bless
One
Brooks
of the best
and Dunn.
Duets of country of all time.
Play that a little loud. Let me hear that. I mean, if this is a catchy tune for sure. And I knew the song, I just didn't know who did it. Brooks and Dunn. All right. I went 0-for. I'm 0-for-3. All right, Frasca wins, but you got to try to get one last one. Let me get a little saving grace here.
Oh, I've heard this. Oh, no. I'm going to guess, and I know this is wrong. I know it's wrong. Run DMC.
That's a good guess. I'll give you credit. That's actually a
Same
band.
Era.
Yeah. Fight the Power. Public Enemy sings Fight the Power.
Even Mark had to remember.
Yeah, I was like, I blanked out for a second. Fight the Power, Public Enemy. But, I mean, you were in the same genre,
yeah,
same era.
Yeah, right around the same time.
All right. I got my butt whipped there. It was only 1-0, but I got shut out.
Yeah.
City Mouse, Country Mouse, edition number 2.
So we're a little rusty. We'll do this more often. We all had to get on the same schedule here, but we'll do it more often. So I think we're even in the series now.
Yeah, 1-1, yeah.
All right, tied up. Rubber match next. Thanks, Ashley Frasca. This is the Mark Arab Show. All right, final segment of the Wednesday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Sorry, it is such a short show tonight. We're not even going to do, you know, I'll give star of the show to Greg Bluestein. We don't even need the sounder. Bluestein gets it. He's at the debate tonight. Follow him on Twitter. Follow Jamie Dupree on Twitter. He'll have the very latest on the impeachment hearing. So the debate will be live here in Atlanta. We're going to step away for Georgia Bulldog basketball. Then right at the conclusion of the postgame show, we're going head deep into the basketball into the debate coverage with live post-debate coverage with Alan Sanders and Bill Crane here in the WSB studios. And then at 11 p.m., live from the Live Lounge. Yeah, working late today, Chris Chandler and Judd Hickenbotham with post-debate coverage. The nation's first reaction to the debate held here in Atlanta should be a fun and entertaining show. So stick around. We got you covered. Georgia Bulldog basketball coming up, and then debate coverage here on 95.5 WSB Atlanta's News and Talk. I will be back on tomorrow. I guess I'll have an hour show tomorrow because of Bulldog Hotline. So we'll be on from 6 to 7. It'll be fun, though. We'll have little Sanjay with Would You Rather and a bunch of other great stuff. So I'm going to dip away so you can enjoy Georgia Hoops with my buddy Scott Howard. I'll continue the conversation, though, online on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M, and Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Hang tight. Georgia Bulldog basketball next on your home of the dogs, 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.